Soiftin v'shoitrim titin l'chol v'chol shorecho Hashem Hashem l'kachot noisin l'chol l'shpotecho v'shoftu es omish batzedek. So as we know, always the parasha always gives us a direction of where we should be going, the timely time of the year. Soiftin v'shoitrim titin l'chol v'chol shorecho. So there's a few diukim on this pasuk. First of all, who exactly are we speaking to? Soiftin v'shoitrim titin l'chol v'chol shorecho. Who are we speaking to? Shoftim and Shoitrim, which means judges and those people who call them police force, or those people who ensure that that's carried through. Titin l'chol, b'chol shorecho. You should place for yourself b'chol shorecho. Who exactly are we speaking to here? L'chayra, we're speaking to Klal Yisrael. Yeah. We're speaking to the nation of Klal Yisrael. You, as a Klal, should create a system of justice and enforcement. Titin l'chol. If that's the case, obviously you should say, Titin lachem, titnu lachem. Yeah, we should speak loshim plural. Yeah, so shoytim titnu lachem b'chol shereichem. So shoytim titin lachol b'chol shereichel seems to be talking about to a klal, but then you start talking about b'yochid. Okay, then it's even more consistent. The next pasuk says, so if you are speaking to the klal, if you are saying shoytim v'shoytim, you're making klal Yisrael this system of justice and enforcement. The next pasuk says, "Leisate ponim mishpat, leisakir ponim, to not deviate from judgment, to not show any favor, leisikach sheichad, and to not take bribes." Who exactly are we speaking to there? We're speaking to the shoftim. So the first pasuk is speaking to the klal that you should appoint shoftim. The next pasuk starts doesn't even talk about. You should say they shouldn't. If in other words, if you're speaking to klal Yisrael, say make sure that they are not sakipon, and make sure they, not you, shall not be. So it seems to be difficult.
The politicians?
prefer not to use any bad language here. So what is the concept over here? Who exactly are we speaking to, and why is the pasuk go off context? It's a very fascinating thing. So there's various different mahalchim over here. I want to just focus on one mahalach that said, which brought down from the Balei Musa. And it's the Balei Musa say a very, very powerful vort. They say that Shoftim v'shoytim titin l'chol b'chol shorecho is of course talking about the mitzvah say deraisa of creating an enforcement of law, etc. But also it is an introduction. Every single year, Parsha Shoftim falls in the beginning of Elul, and it is an introduction of how we should be strengthening ourselves this time of the year. Shoftim v'shoytim titin l'chol b'chol shorecho. Create a situation that before you do anything, you judge what you do, before you listen to something, ensure that you're not listening to Lashon Hara, ensure you're not listening to Chanifus, ensure they're not listening to Leitzonus. Guard that Sha'ar. Guard that what you look at. Make sure you're looking at things that are particularly correct at this time and any time. B'chol Sha'arecho, anything you do, and you should have every Sha'ar, every gate of your body, you should have a shofet, a person who judges to see whether it's a correct thing, and a shoiter, and also somebody to enforce what your decisions. If it is wrong, make sure you enforce that your decisions are based on that. B'chol shorecho. So shoftim v'shoitim titin l'chol is not referring to Klal Yisrael, it's referring to each and every one of us. Titin l'chol b'chol shorecho. If so, the end of the pasuk, how do you translate the end of the pasuk? And the pasuk says, v'shoftu es ha'om mishpat tzedek. And you should judge the om mishpat tzedek. How does that fit in to the beginning of creating a system of looking after yourself? What's Shoftus or Mishpat Tzedek? What's that? It's referring to other people. And therefore, you shall create a Shofet v'Shoiter on your Shorecho. And they will Shoftus Om, and they will guard the Om Mishpat Tzedek. How do you understand that? So this is a principle that Rav Chaim Volozhiner brings down in many places. And Rav Simcha Zisel brings it down that in Yiddish, I would say, "Über Mensch macht eigens schlecht." In Vilna, a Mensch macht chasna mit a goy in Paris. If a person does something wrong in Vilna, which means that Elich Yid, Vilna was then in a situation where most of from Yidden were, most people there were from. If somebody does something wrong in Vilna, a small thing, then a person in Paris will marry out. In other words, it's like a chut, it's like a spring. The higher you pull up the spring on top, the higher everybody else gets schlepped up. And if you lower the spring, then Rachmana Litzlan, when you lower it, it goes all the way down. The Rai they bring is on the end of the parasha. If Simchas Yisrael says the end of the parasha, what's a, we say Kimotzev Cholal Badam, we're talking about a case where you find somebody not sure where, who killed him. So you take him and there's a Kenecha, Vishayv Techa, they go along and they measure it, and then they come along and they say, V'cholzik Ne'er, he come along to the Cholal, they wash their hands on it, and they say, V'onu V'omru Yedeinu Lo Yishav Cho Es Adam Hazeh, we never spilt this blood, we don't know who it is. So the Gemara says, Haytochen, do you really think that these people were the ones who killed him? Do we suspect the Beis Din to be the ones who killed this person? What's pshat? Says the Gemara, Elo, that we made sure that when he left town, we gave him everything he needed, we gave him food, we gave him a levaya, we saw him out. Asks the Bala Musa, he didn't die of hunger. So he gave him food. That's not what he died of. He was murdered. So what's the kesher? Just because he gave him food, you can say he did everything right. Says it's Simchas Yisrael. Because if we didn't look after him in a asei toiv, if we didn't look after him in the best possible way, and we did not act the way that we're supposed to be acting in the most perfect manner, that gives a koyach for us to be able to murder. If we were that bit better, if we pulled up the rope a little bit higher, and we were able to make sure that we did absolutely everything we are supposed to do, then a murderer would not be able to murder him. And therefore, we have to say that we're not responsible, because if you did not do what you're supposed to do, then that's what's going to happen to them. They are going to do the bad. And that's what I think the Chasam Sefer says, Yisrael means the Chashuvim. When the Chashuvim are Yeshev, sitting in Shittim, Shittim means with Shtus, not doing terrible things, but doing Shtus, then the Yechel Ha'om, those people who are the more posher people, begin to do Znus. And therefore, we have to put up the rope as much as we possibly can to ensure that those people lower down the rope don't lose by it. Says Reb Chaim Kaufman, our Rebbe, says, that's Peshat in the Pasuk. If we are careful to make an ashoiter on chol sharecha, we the tzaddikim, or the people who have been in Torah, who are able to put ourselves up even higher, then the shoftu es ha'om mishpat tzedek. Then ha'om, the regular people in the nation, they will do mishpat tzedek, they'll be doing the better things. But if you don't pull up our levels, then they will automatically suffer because they'll be lower down. So the shoftu v'shoiter l'chol b'chol sharecha, and that will cause that will help them to be mishpat tzedek. That's one pshat. Rav Nissen Alpert, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Talmud of Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says that shoftim v'shoitim titan l'cha, don't think for a moment that we're talking to an elite group of people called shoftim. Yeah, that's like the elite group called kohenim, or the elite group called levim. There's an elite group called shoftim. He says, don't kid yourself. There's no elite group called shoftim. Every single one of us is shoifet and is a shoiter. Every single one of us judges. A guy comes into shul, we start looking at, does he wear this kippah, does he wear that kippah, does he wear that shirt, does he wear that shirt? How's he davening? Is he Avnusach Shvad? Is he Ashkenazi? Is he Svadi? Is he Ashkenazi? We all like to, everyone peg them exactly in a little box, in our little filing cabinet, and say, this person, like this. Everyone does it. From every spectrum, this guy's extra frun, this guy's extra this guy's that, and he's a fanatic, and he's a chiloni. We like to peg everybody.
Labels.
It's very easy for us, and then it's very sent put in our head. You know, we can carry on. Shmona Esra, right? So he says, shoftim v'shoiterim titein l'cho b'chol sharechel. Every person is a shoftet. Everybody is judging wrongly, but that's human nature. A person judges, unfortunately, but make sure that when you do judge people, you judge them in a way that the Torah says, Leisatim Mishpat, Leisakir Ponim. Make sure that when you are judging people, make sure there's no background of judging them in an incorrect way. Make sure there's no background of bribery. For example, you have a friend who's doing something wrong, and you don't tell him why, because I don't want to disturb the friendship. That's Shoichad. He's doing something wrong, you should be telling him in a nice way. In a positive way. But just because you have this friendship, you don't want to do that, he's paid you up with a nice meal the night before, that's Shoichad. We've got to make sure, Titin L'cho is referring to every single one in Klal Yisrael, not referring to Klal Yisrael in a thing. You, Shoichtim, Titin L'cho, B'chol Sherechel.
Don't be prejudiced.
Exactly. It's a very, very difficult thing, because human nature is to judge, and to put yourself and to put yourself in a particular picture. But it's wrong. Each person has such wonderful negius. Things. And look at yourself, negius. You have to be very, very careful and doesn't do that. That's the second shot. If it comes out, a love. Out of love, out of love, yes, of course. Exactly. Nobody can judge besides the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Yeah? And this, but if you do judge, which is an unfortunate thing, make sure it's done in the way the Torah says, without any prejudice, without any corruption, make sure it's done the correct way. That's the second shot. The third, I saw from Rav Dunna from London, he's known as lovingly as Zirav. He says in his sefer, very nice, it says, Shoftim v'shoftim titin l'chor is talking about to the Shoftim himself. It's not pshat like we said beforehand, we're talking to Klal Yisrael, Shoftim v'shoftim, then we go into the next posuk that starts talking about to the Shoftim. Shoftim v'shoftim titin l'chor, you Dayonim, before you start being a judge over everybody else, make sure you shape it over yourself. Shoftim v'shoftim titin l'chor, make sure you shape it over yourself, make sure that you are in a position that you are absolutely clear of what should be done to yourself. Don't start looking out of yourself, this person not doing right, this person not doing right. Make sure you look after yourself first. So the pasuk is actually a command to the dayanim. Shoftim v'shoftim l'chor. You make a shoftim and a shoftim to yourself. And then you dayanim le'satim mishvo l'sikach shoichad. That is the third way of learning. I want to move on briefly, we've got very little time. The pasuk carries on. Do not build an asherah. Do not plant an asherah. So the Gemara says, what's the connection between the chiyuvim of placing a shofet and a shoter to the issa of having an asherah? What's the connection? So there's a balaturim. The Balaturim that Asherah is gematria dayin she'enoi hogun. Work it out later. Yeah, dayin she'enoi hogun. Asherah is a gematria dayin she'enoi hogun, and that's based on the two Gemaras. Rish Lakish says, whoever appoints a dayin she'enoi hogun is as if he has planted an Asherah. What's the connection? What's an Asherah? Asherah is a tree served for Avodah Zarah. What's the connection between appointing a dayin she'enoi hogun and having an Asherah? What's the connection? So I saw three mahalchim, very briefly. One mahalach I saw from the sefer called Maloi Ha'ima. He says, other forms of Avodah Zarah, whether it's Avodah Zarah of Baal, or Avodah Zarah of Malkulis, all the different Avodah Zarahs, or Buddha, who knows, a Hari Kishka, either, you recognize Avodah Zarah. You can see quite clearly that this is an Avodah Zarah, and you're able to steer away from it, you're able to be careful. Asherah is a tree. Like any other tree, looks perfectly innocent. You can't recognize that as being definitively bad. It looks great, beautiful, impressive looking tree, looks great. Nothing bad about it. But inside that tree is Avodah Zarah. That tree is corrupt. That tree is rotten. That tree is osser. That tree is Avodah Zarah like any other Avodah Zarah. So too he says, if you have a dayan who's expected to be a level of to have this decision, to be straight, and he is a Asherah, yeah, you don't recognize him, you don't see, everything looks fine, but there's something really rotten there, there's something really bad there, and therefore that's why appointing a Dayan Sheino Hogan is like an Asherah. That's one Peshat. Another Peshat I saw was from Rav Dunna as well, that an Avodah Zarah generally is a Naim Lehem LaYiru, is Naim Lehem LaYishmu, Aflehem LaYirechu, they're nothing, they're passive, they don't do very much. The only real Avodah Zarah that has an ability of growth, that has life to it, as it were, that we know about, regular Avodah Zarah, is an Asherah. Asherah is a tree that grows. There's fruits that you eat from it. You can take it and you can plant those seeds and you can plant other Asherahs from it. Right? And therefore, a dayan, don't think for a moment that a dayan, when he makes a psak, that's it, it's in a vacuum, it doesn't have any fruits. People learn from you. People view the way you judge people. People learn how to disrespect people. People learn a lot from dayanim, and that can continue and perpetuate. And therefore, dayan is not just a makulis, which is passive. It is like a tree that has fruits, and that can rot, and that can last generations, the negative effects of a dayan she'ena hogun. But there's one last pshat I want to say over, in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. Reb Chaim says that if you look at a tree, there's nothing sometimes more magnificent than a tree. You know, you hear trees. You go to the giant redwood. You see oak trees. I was in Cyprus there. I saw a olive tree that's 800 years old. It's beautiful. It's magnificent. You have these huge, tall, magnificent-looking cedar trees. It looks absolutely beautiful. But you see the tree and the maisa, you can take and you can say, Rabbeinu Shleinim, ah, what a gewaldig briya you made, what a beautiful creation you made. Thank you, Rabbeinu Shleinim. Oysam aso bracious. You want to make a brocha, but you're enthralled. A person though is able to take that beautiful tree and make it into antithesis of Rabbeinu Shleinim's avoda. Make it into an asherah. Take it, this beautiful tree that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with, and make it into avoda zara. Take it and mamish, take the magnificence and make it into a shtik tumah, which is distances one from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a person can do. He can say this tree is avoda zara and start serving the tree. That is an asherah. He says the most beautiful thing in Klal Yisrael is having a dayan who is hogun, who is straight, who is responsible, who is reliable, who is absolutely not going to be swayed by one way or the other. That is magnificent. It's beautiful. That's what keeps the whole structure of Judaism together. But he can take a dayan and he can become corrupted and you don't even notice it. And you take the beauty and make it into dayan she'eino hogun, you're taking a beautiful tree and make it into an asherah. That is what you're doing. He said there's one particular time where the Motka Kamenetsky brings down, there's a particular time when there were smugglers who were smuggling from one country to the other diamonds in tefillin. So they took tefillin and they took unassuming Jews and they said, listen, do you mind taking this tefillin? I've got the grandson's bar mitzvah, da 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 da. Do you mind taking this tefillin across and taking this tefillin for me? No problem. In a beautiful pair of tefillin, they sew it up and they send and they smuggle these diamonds across. And this was coming to a situation where the customs understood what was going on, and they went to one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky to ask him, that they want to get from people to be able to identify who are the real smugglers and who are the victims of this smuggling scam. Now these people, some people know that they're really artful, and some people don't know anything, they're just doing a favor. They want to try and find out who's who. Are we allowed to do that? Yaakov Kamenetsky said, you know what this is like? It's like taking a white flag of surrender and making everyone surrender and then shooting them in the back. He said, we have tefillin, Rabbeinu Shleilam, who's the most beautiful thing. Re'isa Moisa, you see them and you see the covered shemai. Re'isa Kol Ami Ha'oretz, you'll see the covered shemai. You're using them to smuggle and to make avodah zarah. You can take something so beautiful and make it into a source of geneva and rachmana litzlan. Says, that is a koyach of an asherah, to take a beautiful... Of course you can. Of course you can. Give the strongest possible punishment to such people. And therefore that is an asherah. Asherah, taking a beautiful tree and making it into avodah zarah. You're taking a beautiful koyach of psak and making it, rachman litzlan, into she'eino hogun. So bekitzah, very, very bekitzah. We have shayftim shetitim lachor. Either titim lachor is referring to the concept of you shall make shayftim in your life, guarding everything, and that will you bring everybody up. Or Shaytan and Shaytan Titan Lachar is referring to the Dayanim themselves. You should be careful. You Dayanim himself should be careful. The other pshat was that we're all Shaytan and Shaytan, we're all judging. Make sure you judge the right way. The Titan Lachar Shero is, what's the connection to Titan Lachar Shero? We had three pshatim. One pshat was that it is something that is not easy to identify. The other pshat is that it's something that bears fruits if it's corrupt. And thirdly, making something so beautiful and making it so corrupt. That is the three pshatim. Ezra Hashem shall help us. Ezra Hashem to be shayftim, shaytim, b'chol sharaf.